Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who humbly and graciously accepted the 2002 Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining us. Thanks for hanging around with us. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. I'm excited about having the lovely, the talented Eva Rosenberg back on the show because we're having a momentous day today. We're kicking off our ninth year together. She and I have an anniversary today. Eva Rosenberg, welcome back.
Good morning, Gentleman Jim.
Can
you
believe? Can you believe this?
Oh, we're so old.
I know. Well, I am anyway. But no, this is our, today literally is our eighth anniversary of you being on our show.
And no flowers.
And a member of our, yeah, where are my flowers? Eva, what's the problem?
You know, you've been doing this, you've been working at this for so long, trying to build this up and help people, and I'm just so proud of you.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, Eva. And I will tell you, though, and I mean this very sincerely, none of this happens without my brain trust, and you're one of the originals, and we couldn't do it without you.
Well, you know, I know that you spend a lot of time helping small businesses grow, do it right, stay out of trouble. Does anybody really know what you went through to be where you are? You are the ultimate small business.
Well, yeah, I think they do. I think anybody who runs a small business, and if they know that I'm a small business owner, which you are, by the way, all those things that you just said about me, you know, applies to you as well. I've watched you over the years. I know who the tax mama is, and I know what you do for small businesses. But yeah, no, I think they do. As long as they know that I'm a small business owner, as long as they know that you are, I think they get that because they know. If you meet someone who's a small business owner, here are certain things that are stipulated. This person signs notes at banks twice.
Yeah.
They sign as the owner and as the guarantor.
That's right.
This person makes payroll every Friday. Sometimes there's one check. They're short one check over, you know, there are 10 workers, 10 people working in the business and only enough money for 9 checks. Guess who doesn't get the
check?
That's
right. They're the ones who don't.
They get that part.
That's right. We make sure that our staff gets paid. If I have to borrow money, payroll gets covered, period.
Right.
And so do payroll taxes because I don't need IRS coming after.
Exactly. Go ahead.
But you know what? Right now, what's so interesting is if you pick up a newspaper this weekend, actually today, Life Magazine is sending people to TaxMama.com as the editor's pick.
Wow.
Jim,
congratulations.
I'm an overnight success, and it only took 10 years to become one.
Congratulations. Did that just happen?
Yeah, it's out there today. It's just such a trap. What?
Did you say Life Magazine?
Life Magazine.
Well, see, my audience and I are not surprised about this, Eva. I mean, we know. Our mamas told us that the cream rises to the top.
And so, the other thing goes where?
No, the cream rises to the top. I'm not the least bit surprised. So I want to know more about this.
Oh, it was just such a trip. They just called me.
Well, and they said what?
They just said, the editor wanted me to call you and ask you all these questions because we're going to feature you on April 7th.
Wow. Congratulations. That's great. That's the April 7th Life Magazine.
It's the tabloid insert into a lot of your major newspapers.
Right. That one.
Mm-hmm.
Way to go. Well, be sure, not to glom on or anything, Eva, but be sure to make the link back to me. Make sure it's working in good shape, too, there, by the way.
You know what? It's in today's Ask Tax Mama, and it's in there at least twice.
All right.
So it does. Yes.
Congratulations. It does. I'm really proud of you. So what do you think the people who come to your site are going to be looking for?
oh, right now everybody's looking for extension information. They're looking for ways to cover their estimated tax payments and their 2005 tax payments. So I have a link right at the very top of the site on post-tax filing blues.
Mm-hmm. So because next Friday, next Saturday, a week from tomorrow.
Monday, a week on April 17th.
Yeah, but Friday. I mean, Saturday's the 15th. So you get the weekend grace period, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
So you've really got all the way to the 17th of. Do we have to midnight on the 17th?
You have till midnight on the 17th, and if you're in New England where they have Patriots Day, you have until midnight of the 18th.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. How about that? That's one reason, if we can't find any others, to move to New England. Stand by, Eva. We're going to be right back after these messages. Eva Rosenberg, the anniversary girl, is with us. We'll be right back.
She was a beatbox baby. Your troubles make you cry. Don't waste a moment wondering why. When everything goes wrong, you have to go on and do it all down.
If there ever was a theme song for small businesses, that's got to be it. That's the Atlanta Rhythm Section, folks. And there's one thing I know about you, and Eva Rosenberg, who's our guest, and knows an awful lot about small businesses. If there's one thing that we know and that I know that you know about yourself, is that there's so many times when you say, you know what, I'm just going to do it or die. You made a commitment to your small business. It's tough. Every day is a different challenge, but you're going to do it or die. And that's the attitude that you have to have sometimes. And that's what we admire about you. And that attitude that you have, in my opinion, is what makes small business owners so admirable. So people that I admire so much, and that I think, Eva Rosenberg, and I know you agree with me, are certainly worthy of my time and effort to help them out.
Well, yeah, I think it's so interesting that we go through day to day so many problems, we overcome so many obstacles, and it's so stressful at the time, but then when it's all over, it's exhilarating. What a kick when we
right.
overcome it.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, when you see a challenge and you turn it into an opportunity. And what I remind people about, Eva, is that when challenges and opportunities first come in your door, they often look like they're often the same thing. They look like the same thing. Whether a challenge becomes an opportunity or an opportunity becomes a challenge depends 100% on you.
You know, I know this is not about tax, but speaking of this kind of thing, I just want to put this piece of advice out there. When something comes your way, even if it's not done, you get an opportunity to pitch a contract and you know you're probably going to get it, celebrate then. Don't
right.
celebrate when the contract is finished, because by then you're going to be a dish rag.
Right.
And, you know, then you forget how wonderful it was to have gotten it.
Well, see, I think one of the things that you're exactly right, Eva. Thank you for saying that. One of the things that I'd remind people about is we're always reaching for that next goal, that next milestone. We're always saying, oh, I'll be happy when. I'll be happy when I have this. I'll be happy when this happens. And what we don't realize is that there's something pretty cool about having gotten ourselves into a position where we can actually anticipate that other thing happening. So the very fact that you have accomplished that is worth celebrating.
Yeah, I like being happy right now. You know, if you're happy right now and it doesn't work out, you've still been happy right now. So let's be happy on the next thing, too.
God, give me happiness and give it to me right now.
That's right. And that works in taxes, too.
Yeah. Speaking of taxes, and they don't call me the king of Segway for nothing, Eva.
Yes.
We were talking earlier about the 17th being the new cutoff day. You got a two-day grace period. If we don't have our taxes, and by the way, folks, this is for individuals, for partners, partnerships, and for LLCs. Corporations, you should have already filed your taxes or your extension on March 15th.
That's right.
This is for those three groups. And Eva, if we're not going to have our taxes ready, obviously we can do an extension, right?
You can do an extension, and I've got really good news for you about extension.
Okay.
IRS simplified the whole process now. There are only two forms for all possible entities. Instead of filing the wrong one for the wrong trust or whatever, if you're an individual, you're going to use Form 4868, period.
All right, and we can go to the IRS and get IRS.gov and get that too, can't we?
Go there. You can go to TaxMama.
Can we go to TaxMama.com and get it?
Sure.
Go to TaxMama.com, folks.
And it's good for 6 months.
Good for 6 months.
You don't have to do a second one in August. So
That's the news, isn't it?
That's one of the good. Then the other one, if you've got a partnership or an LLC or a trust or an estate or a nonprofit form, oh, my God, my mind is back, 7004. 7004 will cover all of them, and that's also good for 6 months.
Say that again now.
If you have a partnership, a trust, an LLC, a nonprofit organization, whatever entity you have that needs to file right now.
The one form covers all of those.
One form does it all.
And they can find that at TaxMama.com?
They can find it at TaxMama.com.
Or IRS.gov, either one of those. And what do we can? We can't file the return online, but we can find it online, print it out, and mail it, right?
The form or the tax return?
The form, the extension,
it.
I mean.
Yeah, you can do the extension online. You can print it out online.
Right.
And bear in mind, though, if you're going to do an extension and you know you're going to owe money, you have to do one of two things. You either have to pay the money you expect to owe,
mm-hmm.
or you have to tell IRS the truth. I'm going to owe $10,000 and only pay what you can afford.
I think I will owe $10,000.
Right. So they ask you how much your liability is. Tell them the truth about the liability.
If you can't pay the $10,000.
Even if you can't pay it.
Right.
And if you can't pay anything, this is what I want you to do. Send in at least $25 or $50 with the extension, because then you have a receipt that they've received your extension.
Ah. They can't say that they didn't.
That's right. They
can't and jam you up about that.
Uh-huh.
That's a good idea. It's not because you want them to have $50. It's because you wanted to verify that you want to complete the transaction, don't you?
That's right. And you don't want to stand in line at the post office getting certified mail. Who has that much time?
Oh, so you avoid the certified mail by doing that.
Yeah, see, now you
pretty
have proof.
Pretty sneaky. Now you know why they call her the tax mommy. Now you know why Life Magazine says this is the lady to go to if you want to know more about your taxes, especially your small business taxes. And that's coming up in the new Life Magazine. Quick break, 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Eva Rosenberg is our guest, and she's the best.
Of night, the cuts up at the searing light, burning like a beacon on the edges of our sight, at the border of total darkness, and the lights divine.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Eva Rosenberg. She's the author of Small Business Taxes Made Easy. Eva, tell us where this book's available.
The book is available at Amazon.com, at bookstores near you, on TaxMama.com. Wherever you look, you can get this amazing book that, as it happens, did you know Entrepreneur Magazine said it was one of the best tax books of 2005?
Well, Eva, once again, you say things that don't surprise us. Congratulations.
Can you believe
Small Business
that?
Taxes Made Easy by Eva Rosenberg, ladies and gentlemen. Now, yes, I believe it. Well, I told you that we've already had this cream rises to the top conversation, Eva. The cream rises to the top, and I congratulate you. Okay, Eva, and the website, folks, is TaxMama.com. I love that title. That's a website I've been telling people about for over 8 years now. Eva, what are some other things that people are dealing with right now in their taxes that we need to know about?
Well, here's something that really disturbed me last week. One of my clients came to me, and she and I are very close. She knows enough to ask me before she does things. I did the tax return, and there she is sitting there with a pension income of about $40,000 or $50,000 from her mother's estate.
Hmm.
And I'm looking at that. Did you tell me you were pulling this pension out? Why didn't you roll it over? Well, it said it was a tax-deferred annuity, so it wasn't taxable.
Hmm.
I said, okay, that means she had to pay tax, an extra $15,000 in tax.
Holy mackerel.
She didn't need to pay because she didn't ask.
And she couldn't go put it back either.
And yeah, the
toothpaste was out of the tube already, huh?
You're right. There's 60 days you could put it back. She did it last April.
Oh no!
So, way too far. So
holy mackerel!
Before
she probably already spent the money in two.
No, she's got the money.
Oh, good.
She's got the money, so that's good. No, but the point is, and there are two points here. One, if you are dealing with anything like that, anything with the money, take the time to call your tax professional before you draw the money.
Right.
You have no idea what kind of traps there are mm-hmm. in inheritances and things you don't understand. And that's one. Two, her mother, whoever was handling her mother's finances at the time, could have been pulling that money out of her IRA all along for the last 4 years
right.
and had paid no tax on it at all at
wow.
level.
Wow.
And then the third thing we found out, because I don't like to leave my clients with $25,000 in taxes. So I want to see her tax returns. The last 3 years, she was an Alzheimer's dementia person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know she was in a facility. You were paying at least $3,000 a month, right? She says, no, we're paying five.
Mm-hmm.
You're paying $60,000 a year. Did anyone deduct that as a medical expense?
Hmm.
No. So we're going to gather that stuff together quickly before April 15th. And do amended returns
right.
all the way back to 2002.
And save her the $15,000.
And no, get back 30-plus interest.
Wow. And not only not pay the 15?
Well, she'll have to pay the 15.
She'll have to pay the 15, but get back 15 more with the 30.
That's right.
How about that? And that's because she knows the tax mama, ladies and gentlemen.
No, that's because I want everybody to realize that you have to sit down with your folks and look at their finances. If they're getting older and they're getting unable to care for themselves, look over their finances and see if there's a way to pull out any money from their retirement plans while they're alive and use that to offset the medical expenses you're paying anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Do some planning. I see this happen over and over again.
Right, right.
Don't want to see it again.
Well, I agree with you. And thank you for bringing that to our attention. I want to, before we run out of time, I want you to tell us about this course you're teaching online.
Small Business Bootcamp. We're about to start taking registrations for it in about a week or so.
Right.
And this is using my book, Small Business Taxes Made Easy, to do two things. We're teaching everybody how to run a business, how to sell, how to find the right way to position your products, and how to reduce your taxes, build up retirement plans, and most of all, how to get your children and family involved in your business.
Now, how do we sign up?
Go to suchasuccess.com.
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 And they can subscribe. They can sign up there, and it's all done online?
It's all going to be online. In the meantime, before we're ready for sign-ups, if they go over there right now and sign up, what they're going to get is a free 6 or 7 session mini tax course.
All right. And how much does that cost?
There's going to be $9.97 for a whole year of advice or $4.97 for just the course.
Sounds good. Eva, thank you for being here. Good job today, as always. And looking forward to 8 more good years.
You too.
Thanks. Eva Rosenberg, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.